You're listening to East Georgia's Morning Show, powered by Southern Chiropractic and Wellness Center.
Yes, we are.
Yes,
it's supposed to be a super serious interview today.
Yes, absolutely. We've got a couple of guests here representing the Eagle Nation Collective.
Ooh.
And we'll start with you, Leonard Bevel, or Lenny.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Hey, guys.
Your stage name, Lenny. Yes. That's what I was. That's what I was laughing about. He said that just before I turned the mic on. So
yeah, it's already liking the direction this is going.
And
this
is
going
to be absolutely. A lot of fun. No doubt. Well, tell us a little bit about your background. What I mean, you've been in Statesboro a little while. So what brought you here? Well, are you from here originally?
No, I'm originally from Savannah. I came to Georgia Southern in 1986, and came to play football. That didn't work out. And Terry likes to always tell me I'm the first mascot. I became the mascot and. My first mascot become 15-0 in 1989 when we won the national championship, and then
wow. You were Gus.
Yeah, well, okay. I was technically the first Gus because we moved from the Georgia Southern College to Georgia Southern University.
Wow. Okay.
And so when we named it Gus, and the rest is as they say it, history. So.
Okay, well that's cool.
So anyway, so I started out after I finished up college, came back, did my master's here as well, went to Macon, was fortunate to run a business in Macon for 21 years, and sold my business last year, and had a little time, and be careful what you volunteer for, because now we're running the Eagle Nation Collect. But very, very excited about the opportunities that we have right now. It's especially with college athletics and where everything's going right now.
Oh man,
it gives us an opportunity here at Georgia Southern to become just have every facet that every Power Five school has now.
Yeah,
and I think now the NIL rounds that out, and we're very excited to be able to do this.
Well, it has definitely changed the face of college football. I mean, it used to be things that would get you the death penalty are now expected.
Legalized payment, as they say. But yes. But no, it's not only just college football. It's really all aspects of college athletics, basketball, baseball, you name it. NIL is being impacted by it. But again, we're very, very fortunate to be able to start this activity here for Georgia Southern.
Well, the highest, as far as I know, the highest paid NIL athlete is actually a gymnast.
Correct.
Yes. So Libby Dunn. LSU.
She's basically done being an athlete now. She's transitioning into being a full-time model, it looks like.
Yeah.
She got brand deals everywhere now.
Well, she ain't ugly.
Yeah. It does really show you the scale of NIL, though, because she wasn't even on my radar, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, now she is everywhere in every circuit. So this is definitely, it's interesting to...
Cavender twins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So I appreciate that Southern is getting ahead of this and, you know, laying the groundwork for an organization that will handle this specifically, because this is a beast to tackle.
It's a beast to tackle, but on the back end of it, too, it's been pretty fun for us as we've started this and really began to kind of lay the groundwork for helping our student athletes brand their name, image, and likeness here, not only at Georgia Southern, but throughout this community. And we look forward to the community and all of Eagle Nation getting behind us to help us get this going.
And you say us because you're joined by another special guest this morning.
Yes. We have Kyle Van Treese here with us this morning.
I think I've heard that name before.
Kyle I think Van Danny Treese. Said it like
a couple
several
of times.
Hundred times.
Yeah. Once or twice, maybe.
So Kyle, obviously, former quarterback for Georgia Southern. I'm interested, first of all, in your background. Where are you from? As we like to say, where's your mama and them?
Yeah, I'm originally from a city called Stowe, Ohio. Nobody knows where that is, so I tell them I'm from Akron.
Okay.
And I was born and raised there, and then I took off in 2017 for my first year of college up in Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
I was there for 5 years and then transferred down two Januaries ago now to Georgia Southern for my final year of eligibility. And, you know, haven't really looked back since. I had the time of my life, and I'm happy to be back in the area.
So, you know, you were in Buffalo or at Buffalo. Why Georgia Southern? What attracted you here?
You know, actually, prior to Coach Applin and Coach Ellis and Coach Helton reaching out to me, I had never really thought about going anywhere south. I never really knew about Georgia Southern, never really heard about Statesboro. And then when I kind of started talking to them, they were genuine people. And then when I came on my visit, it was the second I hopped off the plane, and it was January, and it was 55 degrees. you know, 55, 60 degrees. My mom was like, Kyle, you know.
Well, now you're experiencing the flip side of that.
Yeah, but it's worth it for the rest of the year. Yeah, but and then when I came down, you know, I got to talking with Coach Helton and Coach Ellis, and they talked through the scheme of what they wanted to do here, and you know, obviously we kind of turned around what Georgia Southern used to do on offense. So that was a lot of fun for me. That was something that I want to be a part of, something where I could just kind of let the arm go.
Yeah.
What really sold it for me was Coach Helton, Coach Ellis, Coach Applin, and everyone here that just completely invested in me. And, you know, anytime somebody asks what it was like to play for Coach Helton, I always tell them this. It's since I met him, since I first talked to him on the phone, he has not changed one bit. He has stayed true to who he is from day one.
Wow.
And that's something, you know, it's hard to come by, especially in college athletics.
Well, when we interviewed Coach Helton when he first came here, he said the thing that my wife and I said is when we got off to Statesboro, we now have 150 new members in our family. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about the kids playing football. Mm-hmm. And I just and I truly believe that's the way he sees it. Mm-hmm. These are people that he is our family to him. So, yes. I like you said, he hasn't changed since you know, since he drove cross country to get here.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, all of the coaches' families, kids, wives—they're always around. They're always in the facility. We're always doing something with them. So it's just a huge family atmosphere, and that's what makes things special.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not just a business.
Correct.
For Coach Helton.
Well, speaking of business and things that are special, you know, we got to talk about NIL a little bit, because this is a relatively new thing that's happened. This is when I was a kid, you know, if you were a college athlete getting this sort of brand deals, you were being investigated, and we're probably going to lose your scholarship. But things have definitely changed. The game has evolved, and
you couldn't wash cars for a local car dealership without having the school having to give up some scholarships or something.
I made the mistake of being too vocal wearing a jersey in a line at Wendy's, and you got punished for it. So to see the evolution of NIL just in the small amount of time has been super interesting. So we're gonna go to a commercial break here and deep dive into that into the next one.
Yes. You're listening to East Georgia's Morning Show, and it's Blue Thursday, proudly sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction. East Georgia's Morning Show is powered by Southern Chiropractic and Wellness Center, and it's Blue Thursday, sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction. And we're happy to have Lenny Bevel and Kyle Van Treese here with us this morning. We're talking about the Eagle Nation Collective. And for people who don't know what that is, it's because it's brand new. I mean, it started last week.
Correct. Yeah, it started last week. We launched last Tuesday, and with the unbelievable video we had produced by Pioneer Marketing here in town, and they were gracious to help us get all that going and put our website together for us. And, you know, we had Cole Swindell gave us our first kind of first opportunity to really start telling people about our story. And very, very excited to bring this to Georgia Southern now. And like I said, now it, you know, provides the full facet of opportunities for our student athletes here.
Well, you mentioned Cole. Luke Bryan also did an endorsement video, which is Luke hasn't been as involved in the program as Cole has, so to have him do that was kind of cool.
You know, Luke was very gracious to do that for us, but you know, we really brought in some of our, you know, NFL guys, and having Young Wei Koo and Tyler Bass and Kendall Vildor all step up. We've reached out to others, and we got a lot of other surprises coming up over the next few weeks, and getting people to understand how important this is to Georgia Southern and to student athletes.
Well, Kyle, in short, because you just finished being a student athlete, what does having something like the Eagle Nation Collective mean to the student athletes that are at Georgia Southern?
I mean, it means a whole lot to the student athletes that are involved, and also to the ones that aren't yet involved. As this thing continues to grow, obviously our goal would be able to help out every single student athlete on campus.
Yeah.
But what it does is it gives an opportunity for these student athletes to use their name, image, and likeness to brand themselves, and they get to learn about how to market themselves, how to represent themselves, how to put themselves out there, which is great for sports, but it's even better for after sports, because at some point you got to hang it up. For them to be able to have the opportunity to earn that compensation. That helps a lot of people in situations where they come from, their background. Everyone comes from different situations, so
yeah,
a little money here and there can really go a long way. And not only that, but it helps them to be able to build relationships with each other, one, but also with the community. And having a strong community like we have here in Statesboro is key to a successful program.
Now, one of the things you mentioned, that athletes come from different backgrounds, and in the old world that I grew up in, they got a scholarship, they might get, room and board, and that was it. That was all the school was allowed to do for them. Mm-hmm. So, when it came to other expenses that they had, they were just on their own, and it was still difficult for a lot of students, even though their scholarship was there, it was still difficult for them to live.
Yeah.
And so the NIL thing, name, image, and likeness, is helping students who otherwise, they may not have the money to even pursue their college career, just because, even though the scholarship's paid for, they still don't have money to live.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And I actually got to experience all of that. So the first 4 years of my college career, there was no such thing as NIL. It had always been talked about. And then in 2021, when it finally went into action, everyone started taking advantage of it. No one knew how to do it at that point. It was all new to everybody.
It's still the wild, wild west.
And it really is. But as you see now, there are student athletes all over the country that are making a ton of money.
Yes.
But, with the rigorous schedule of being a student athlete, it is really hard, like you were saying, prior to NIL, to have money to be able to pay for a lot of things, because you're always at the facility. It's either school, football, or recovery is really, or school sport, recovery.
Yeah, sport.
For me, it was football. And even in the summer, you might have time for a small part-time job to be able to pay for something. But other than that, it's hard. You can't really do internships. You can maybe shadow from time to time, but
can't do co-op program or anything like that. Yeah. It makes it difficult to, like I said, to just live. Now, Lenny, tell us about the collective. How does this work?
So basically, the collective itself is, what it sounds like is that exactly that. We are basically fundraising right now. We're trying to get all of Eagle Nation involved. And basically, we're pulling that money and then giving our student athletes NIL opportunities, from autograph sessions to meet and greets to types of things like that. We'll be able to kind of do for all of our Eagle Nation fans. This gives an opportunity. We have various different price points that people can get involved with our membership levels. We have three levels on our website. We also have a one-time giving. We go from anywhere between $30 a month, just about, to $365 a year, all the way up to 1906, meaning the first year of how our university started in 1906. But we, as I mentioned before, we also have one-time giving, and other businesses get involved to utilize our student athletes to help brand their particular product, their particular entity that they're doing. And so that's where we're really excited about how to do that. And that's what Kyle did with Schumann Farms last year.
Yeah. I see you're wearing their shirt today.
So. I am. Yeah. Last year at the end, I got the honor to be able to work with them and do a video and autograph signing. And that was my first real experience with NIL. So that was really, really cool. And I'm really, really thankful for Schumann Farms for helping me out with that. And, as I'm back working in this role, I'm really looking forward to continue that relationship.
Well, we'll talk about how all this works, because just because somebody donates to the collective, they can't just go, okay, athlete, here's some money. They have to earn the money.
Correct.
So we'll talk about that when we come back. It's Blue Thursday at East Georgia's Morning Show, proudly sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction. We're happy to have Lenny Bevel and Kyle Van Treese here with us this morning. And Lenny, I alluded to it a little bit beforehand. It's not just you donate to the collective and they give money to athletes. The athletes have to do something to earn the money. Otherwise, it is in violation of NCAA.
There has to be a quid pro, quid pro quo, and so we have to have the athletes earn their compensation. So every month what we're doing is we're doing various activities with our student athletes, from autograph signings to meet and greets to phone calls to lots of different things. We're going to have a lot of experiential type activities, and again, this is one thing we're very excited about, to bring our student athletes closer to our fan base. I think the most important thing, as I've worked with Georgia Southern for many years, and being able to work with these student athletes, absolutely some of the most incredible young men and young women out there. And, you know, they're our next generation, and we want them to be able to be proud of Georgia Southern. And most importantly, as a guy who's graduated from Georgia Southern, I'm a double eagle, is make my diploma even more valuable by having these incredible young men and young women do the things that they're doing.
Now, Kyle, I'm again, we're in the Wild West here. This thing is brand new, so all the groundwork has not been laid yet. Mm-hmm. So, say I make a donation to the collective, does that entitle me to an endorsement or something from an athlete? I mean, how does all that work?
Well, so there's those various levels that we were talking about earlier. Yeah. If you do a business sponsorship, then you are able to work with that athlete. If you do a membership style donation, then you are now in a pool to be able to get your name into raffles. You get access to more events, access to more memorabilia, and the monthly newsletters and stuff. So you kind of have your hand in there a little bit more than just a normal fan who's not part of it.
Yeah.
But you know, if one of our student athletes gets approached by a business, then we will kind of step in and broker that deal. However they want to do it.
So that's part of the collective thing, is to not be an agent necessarily, but to help plow the field for the athlete.
Facilitate really is a good word.
That's
we want to make sure it's done the right way, and that both parties are satisfied.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, Lenny, the whole thing, like I said, it's the rules are still being written.
Right.
The ink's not dry and on any of this stuff yet. So how are you navigating this field without knowing where the field is?
Well, all we can do is do what we know today. And right now, we had a very good legal team help set up everything, advise us where we need to go to begin with. So that helped us out. And as we've gone through this process, we're going to follow all the rules of the NCAA from what we can and can't do. We as a collective can't have any access to a recruit or any prospective student athlete. So we're not going to do anything. We will talk to a student athlete once they get on campus. So we have to follow the rules there. And then, like I said, then we just broker the deals with these different student athletes to help them engage that piece of it. I have a 20-member advisory board that we kind of talk about student athletes that we want to help support. The most important thing for anybody who gives any money and our investors that we're having, that's what we're calling them, because we are a LLC. This is not a tax write-off. We're not part of the university, so we can't have any activity going on with that aspect of it. So we allow that person who invests with our organization, 100% of their money is going to go to that student athlete. We have or student athletes, I should say.
Yes.
We have some expenses we have to pay. Once those expenses are paid, then everything goes back to the student athlete. Myself, I'm running this. I'm not taking any compensation whatsoever because of this. I've been very fortunate, and this is something I have a passion for, to really help our student athletes go to the next level. And as we go through this, you know, we're going to follow the rules completely, but very excited about any opportunity, because this can really be something, again, we're only going to be as good, and this is my call to Eagle Nation, we're only going to be as good as how much support we get. You know, right now we have been fortunate to do a deal with every one of our sports. This isn't just for football. This isn't just for basketball. This is for all 17 sports at Georgia Southern. If you watched our promotional video, you saw all of our head coaches for all of our sports there, and you saw a representative from every one of those sports, both men and women. And so very excited opportunity to really get this out there to tell everybody about the story. And again, on our website, www.eaglenationnil.com.
Yeah.
If you go to that, if you go to our testimonial page, and you see some student athletes that we have agreements with right now, if you click on any one of these student athletes, it flips to the back, and it gives you a quote of how what NIL has done for them and their families.
Yeah.
And so, and as Kyle said, you know, I don't think people understand the rigors of what a student athlete is. Literally 24 hours a day, they eat, they sleep, and they practice, they play, yes. they go to school, and everything of that nature. So they don't have, as Kyle mentioned, they don't have the opportunity to have a part-time job,
yeah.
like a lot of other student athletes do, and like not student athletes, but a lot of other just regular students get to
yeah.
do. So, you know, as we go through this whole process, it's been fun to see what impact this has really made, to see the difference. And I mean, I remember one young lady, you know, when we were able to do a deal with her, and she calls me up, and the coach tells me, say, Leonard, look at what's going on. She's telling her mama she had an opportunity. And I mean, that's what it's all about, because again, we want to try to make the difference, because what my goal is to help our student athletes. We're working with the university. I know you had Amy Hughes on a couple weeks ago,
yep.
and working with them and working with our APEX program, with our athlete brand management, to help these student athletes to move from when they get here having their suitcase, and when they leave have a briefcase to be ready for the business world. And this is just another facet of that whole piece of it, to give them every opportunity we can to be successful. Because I think the statistics show that only 0.5% of any student athlete is ever going to get a chance to play at the next level.
Yeah, yeah.
So
there comes a day when you don't put the cleats on anymore.
Yeah, that's so, exactly correct.
Yeah.
Exactly correct.
Now, here's the thing that I wonder about. You've got, you know, Jared is out there raising money. President Marrero is out there raising money. You're out there raising money. Learfield is out there getting sponsorships to appear on the field and all that. The pot only has so much in it. So how are you navigating that?
Well, that is a tough navigation. And in today's world, as we see, you know, in the Sun Belt, we don't have the big TV deals yet. So,
yeah.
But
I like that you say yet, though.
True. You know, the biggest thing is, yes, it does take money to do this. And we need all Eagle Nation to get in there. I'm going to give you a statistic. There are 1,500 season ticket holders. Now, a lot of those season ticket holders buy, you know, 5, 10, 15 tickets, depending on what's going on.
Yeah.
So if every season ticket holder gave us $1 a day, we have enough NIL money to do everything we need to at Georgia Southern.
Wow.
So just think about that, $1 a day, and I think people have got that $1 a day to be able to do that.
So, and 1,500 season ticket holders times $365
gives us everything we need to do all of our NIL programs at Georgia Southern, and give
that's powerful.
And not only that, it helps us serve every student athlete.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that Kyle and I are working really, really hard to be able to do. Yes, it is a little differently. You know, who knows what the national NIL legislation? You're seeing a lot of things come out with that. What could that be? A lot of different states have passed different their individual laws. What's Georgia going to do? I don't know where it's going to look like this time next year. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
But, you know, right now we have to do what the current rules say. And, you know, we just need all of Eagle Nation supporting. We've got different events we're going to be doing, pretty cool events. We have an event coming up. It'll be announced here. We'll kind of give you the first activity of it. We have an event coming up on Friday, August the 11th. We're going to be publicizing it starting hopefully today, if not tomorrow. And
well, right now
we have Rick Neuheisel going to be coming in. Rick is a CBS news analyst.
Yeah.
Very, very excited about his aspect of it to come in. And also we have Coach Helton, Coach Ellis, Coach Bailey, and Coach West is going to give a preview of the 23 season. So very special event. Only 200 tickets are going to be sold. And very, very excited about that. Very, very going to be a very fun event. I had an opportunity to meet Coach Neuheisel a couple weeks ago, and just an incredible man. And I think he'll be a fun entertainer for everybody. And again, these are going to be experiential things that you're not going to otherwise get a chance to be able to do. And so this is a great fundraiser to be able to help us kick off our whole NIL campaign.
Well, Kyle, you have a unique perspective on this. You were pre-NIL, then you benefited from NIL, and now you're on the other side helping raise money for NIL. What has NIL, name, image, and likeness, what has that meant for you on a personal level?
It's meant a whole lot. As I've come to understand it over the last year and a half or so, it's less about the money and it's more about being, you know, stability, I guess you could say, you know, because now I'm not reaching out for, I wasn't reaching out for my mom and dad. Hey, can you guys take care of this? Hey, can you take care of that? And that's what a lot of people, a lot of student athletes have to do.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't, like I said earlier, you don't have time to get a part-time job. And that takes some stress off of them. And that's ultimately the sacrifices that they make, that parents make for us.
Yeah.
Any way that we can give back to them, that's kind of what it means. And that's how I looked at it. And being able to benefit from it while I was a student athlete and being able to come back, thanks to Lenny, have an opportunity to be on the other side and help student athletes now experience the experiences that I had. It's a no-brainer to be back here, and especially no-brainer to be back in Statesboro working with Georgia Southern.
Well, it's awesome to have you guys here this morning. We'll wrap up and tell people how they can find out more and how they can participate in the collective in just a few minutes. You're listening to East Georgia's Morning Show on Blue Thursday, proudly sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction. We're happy to have Lenny Bevel and Kyle Van Treese here with us this morning. And Lenny, you know, I mentioned it before, there are a lot of different entities now from Georgia Southern asking for donations, and so this is an additional one, but this is not technically affiliated with Georgia Southern.
That's correct. We're a separate entity by NCAA rules. We have to be a separate entity, and you know, we can work with the university. We can do those types of scenarios. We can the university can educate, promote, and that's kind of why we partner with Georgia Southern Sports Properties in Learfield to really become the official NIL collective of Georgia Southern Athletics. And so we're very proud of that aspect of it, and looking forward to the opportunities that we can do. Yes, everybody's reaching for dollars, and but again. Again, this is just another facet. If you're giving to Georgia Southern, I want you to continue to give to Georgia Southern. Period. That's ultimate. We've got to have all aspects of it, from facilities to unbelievable programs and those type of scenarios. But this is just another opportunity. And again, I think what we're finding already is there are a lot of people that maybe not have given to Georgia Southern before. This is another opportunity for you to give in a different manner. And again, all the funds go directly back to the student athletes in some form of compensation. You know, whether it's a shout out to Zoe Ellis or whatever it may be. You know, we can do certain things like that aspect of it to do that. But
yes.
Branding those student athletes and branding those opportunities gives us the opportunity to really help all of our student athletes in whatever capacity we can.
I know Zoe loves that song, Heads Carolina.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah. I've heard that frequently, right? We might have to get Cole to come do a concert for us and maybe sing that for not only Zoe, but other members. If you're a member of the collective.
That's right. So if people want to find out more about the collective, what's the easiest way?
Well, we've got social media accounts on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and then obviously if you just go to www.eaglenationnil.com, all the information there. There's the testimonials that Lenny was talking about earlier. There's a frequently asked questions page, and if you have any more, then there's a little contact us button.
Yeah,
and you ask your question, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Well, Kyle, Lenny, it's been great having you here this morning, and you know, wishing you much success with the collective, because we're in a very competitive world these days.
And in order for us to stay competitive, we have to have NIL as a part of this. We need all Eagle Nation involved. Hail Southern to everybody.